This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You just have to wonder. The last caller says one of Obama's greatest accomplishments was spreading racism in America. I completely agree. Jeff and I were talking about that off air here, which we'll discuss just in a second. But the caller said specifically he made it okay to be racist against white people. That was like the big thing. I guess you could say that. I mean, now you have colleges having no whites allowed events. You've got, you know, the Black Lives Matter stuff. White people are the worst in the world. But how many fake news stories have we seen? For example, the NAACP president who says the officer was racist and rude to him. Body cam released. Fake news. Sean King says that a black woman was raped and abused by a police officer. Body cam footage released. Not the case. Totally polite exchange. Now you've got this teen that claimed to be kidnapped by white supremacists. Made it up the whole time. Let's roll clip 8, a story of a fake news.
Eric, police told me this afternoon that that abduction and alleged assault never happened, and they were adamant about the fact that there are no white supremacists kidnapping children in Northeast Houston. The story was horrible. A young teenage boy claiming he stepped off of a school bus and was abducted. An adult and four young men grabbed him, robbed him, beat him, all because of his race. This was his mother in the hours after Xavion Parker said he managed to escape the gun-wielding kidnappers.
The reason why they got him, because they said he was black. You deserve to die. Exactly his words.
Did she know that it's fake news? Did she know?
Muscle shirt on, and you could see, he said it was right here, big as day. I hate black people.
But after a thorough investigation, HPD now says the events as described did not occur. That the property Parker described as having been taken to had nothing to do with any crime. Investigators have met with both the child's mother and community activists. They told them their findings. When we reached the mother on the phone today, she did not want to comment.
Shocking. All right, you know what? You can pull that down. Now, you saw that kid. That is a young child.
Yeah.
That child did not come up with that on his own. I may be stepping out on a ledge here, but to me, I would guess that somebody implanted that in his head. Why would a young kid like that make up a story unless someone implanted that idea in his head? I'm not saying it was Obama. Maybe it was. Maybe it was his parents. But to me, a young child does not make up that story, does not have that racist mindset at that age.
It's like I'm trying to understand, like you were saying, hatred is not... It's not a quality, innate quality that you're born with. It is something that you learn or observe or are a part of. So did he learn it? Did he observe it? Was he a part of it? That, to me, are the questions that I would like to know, because something like that really is a division within our nation. And there needs to be, we can't just let it go. Like, okay, why did he make this claim? Why? What was the reason? Why? We have at least there should be some sort of closure that lets us know why did this happen. Was he bullied at school and this was an outlet for him? In which case, okay, great. Let's pay attention to the bullying. Was it something to do with, a prank that everybody's trying to do nowadays to gain attention? Did he want attention for himself, for his plight, for whatever the issue might be? I think that's what we want to be focusing on, the why.
And I think we sit here, you know, again, to the why. How is it that we elect the first black president, and I think anybody would say race relations got worse after that? So how do you add this up? America made the leap, historic event, elected the first black president, right? Okay, well then how is it race relations are worse all of a sudden? Where I was talking in the break, I go to University of Missouri in 2008, no racial strife, no problems, black people, white people, Hispanic people, all people, women, everybody gets along, like, it's not even in the thought process of racism on campus or anything like that. By the time I'm gone, and it's the year 2014, now you've got protests of racism all around campus. You've got professors saying you don't have the right to free speech. And it's just like, what the hell happened? Race relations didn't get worse organically, so something had to be the conduit for that.
I completely agree. And I the catalyst for it was, in my opinion, the catalyst for that was driving a wedge in our nation. Division.
And that's what it is. Now, how do you beat that? That's the question. How do we beat it? Because it's like it gets all the hype. It's not even really there. It's a tiny thing, but they magnify it.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Telling me, when you're having a conversation with a fellow human being, the first thing that doesn't come to your head is racism?
No.
What is wrong with you?
I know. I must have been too close to some explosions in my time.
Wait, you're telling me that a grenade isn't racist? A grenade doesn't pick who and
no,
what it hurts?
That's very true. It does not. It is very blind in that sense.
All right, so to provide some context here, as we're waiting to get connected with Roger Stone, in the break, I'm talking to Jeff, and I'm asking him if he has somewhere to be, if he needs to go. He can sit around. We'll take some more phone calls. And he's like, well, maybe we could do just kind of a goodbye segment here. And I'm like, oh, okay, you don't want to do the Irish goodbye. And the Irish goodbye is when you just don't even say bye. You just leave. Like if you're out in an event and then all of a sudden you're gone, they call that the Irish goodbye. And so I'm like, oh, did you just want to do an Irish goodbye? And he's like, what? And I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to be racist. And then, of course, what was your response? I said the Irish goodbye. What did you say?
I said it never even occurred to me that was racist. Until you actually started to apologize for it, it never even...
I didn't. I was joking. I wasn't actually sorry, okay?
I didn't even realize it. I was just like, I was more curious about that. I'm like, what is an Irish goodbye? I've never heard of that before. I was genuinely curious about it. So my first thought was not racism.
And that, though, to me, is the mental illness that some people have where they can't even have a normal conversation because there's this veil of racism over it.
Yeah.
Where, it's like, I don't know if it's like the PC thing overall or if it's they're so afraid to be labeled racist. I'm not sure what it is, but that's what it is. Like,
yeah.
The average normal people don't think like that. You
no.
make a joke, you say something, like you say, oh, Irish goodbye. You're not like, oh, wow, racist. No, you're like, oh, what's Irish goodbye? But that's what, there's this mindset now that people have. It's like, Oh, how dare you say Irish goodbye? Oh, how dare you wear a Chinese dress to prom? Like, who looks at a prom dress and says, oh my gosh, racist?
I'm floored by that. Again, it's like, I think we're really digging into the weeds. Not we, but I think certain people are digging into the weeds for attention, number one, and division, number two.
Mm-hmm. And when you add those two things together, what gets attention and what do you use to kind of act like you're high and mighty? Oh, race card.
So true.
And so that's how it goes. Is Roger Stone ready to go here, guys? All right. So let's bring Roger in real quick before we move on. Roger, we've got some callers lined up for you if you want to take calls. Obviously, we've talked about the news. But one thing, Roger, first of all, the Bill Clinton rape T-shirt is about to make a huge comeback. Now, we're sold out. We don't have any left. But the Me Too protest of Bill Clinton here in Austin, Texas, this Sunday, 6 p.m. Central. We're inviting all InfoWarriors to come out, wear their Bill Clinton rape T-shirt. Roger, you have to admit, it took, 20 years, but the media is finally holding Clinton's feet to the fire from all the sexual abuse over the years.
Well, Owen, I think it's important to note that I think the iconic Clinton rape T-shirt is still available at stonecoldtruth.com at the store there. You might check on that. But beyond that, this was essentially a meme that Alex Jones and I used to break through the mainstream media blockade, the blackout, on the facts regarding Hillary Clinton and her husband. they wanted to define Bill Clinton's actions as infidelities or indiscretions, personal matters. But in fact, the issue was far more serious. It was violence against women. It was rape. It was sexual assault. It wasn't one woman. It wasn't two. It wasn't three. It was dozens. You can go to the Clinton's war on women, and it is documented. Even in the historic Juanita Broderick interviews, NBC held on to them for a long time while there was an internal debate over even running them. And in the taping, Juanita Broderick has told Breitbart, when she attempted to discuss the role of Hillary in threatening her to her face, a producer jumped up and yelled, "Cut, we're not interested in that." So this story is still very germane. The idea that Hillary Clinton was an advocate for women when she's in fact a tormentor of women and an abuser of women. It's Hillary Clinton who hires the heavy-handed private detectives and the nasty lawyers to threaten the Kathleen Willies, the Juanita Brodericks, the Paula Joneses, and so many others.
Well, and Jennifer Flowers is another one. Jennifer Flowers is now actually going even more public with her story, where she wasn't telling some of the details. Now she's going even more public. And
there is a distinction, though. Jennifer Flowers enters into a consensual relationship with Bill Clinton that goes wrong, and he becomes abusive. These other women didn't ask for his advances. These were not consensual relationships. There is that important distinction.
And let's just point out another part of the media blockade. You may now recognize the name Michael Isakov. This is the guy who wrote the article that was used to spy on President Trump about the Russian dossier, knowing it was fake. That same Michael Isakov had the Monica Lewinsky story and spiked it and made sure nobody reported on it. So, again, another example of them blocking this. But we're holding the Me Too protest. We're asking all Info Warriors to come to Austin this Sunday, June 10th, outside Bass Concert Hall here in Austin, Texas at 6 p.m. We'll be doing live streams following the Alex Jones Show from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. As soon as that concludes, I'll be leaving here in the studio, going to the Bill Clinton Me Too protest outside Bass Concert Hall. And, of course, this is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The Memorial Day Patriot specials are still running. So huge specials, free shipping store-wide, 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, The Real Red Pill Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping extended. So be sure to take advantage of that. Well, Jeff Gonzalez, it's been a real pleasure having you in studio from TridentConcepts.com. And also, if you want to get some of his training, the range at Austin is where to get that. So great stuff from Jeff today. There is his website right there. And without further ado, Roger, I hand it over to you with this question. Do you think Andrew McCabe is willing and ready to sing like a canary and sell out the Obama administration with the recent reports that he's willing to exchange his testimony for immunity? Roger Stone.
Well, I think we need to see the Inspector General's report before we can get an accurate answer to that question. I'm somewhat perplexed by the president, in all honesty. He's absolutely right about the awesome legal power of the pardon. He used it justly in the case of Dinesh D'Souza and Jack Johnson. I wrote him over a year ago urging him to issue a posthumous pardon for Marcus Garvey, the famous black nationalist who the FBI hounded and improperly convicted. And it is a legitimate check on a biased or a politicized prosecution. I think a perfect example is the case of Dinesh D'Souza, where the law was being inequitably applied. Rosie O'Donnell pays no penalty. Poor Dinesh goes up the river. Why, however, the president would say that he has the power to pardon himself when it's irrelevant, since to our knowledge he has committed no crime requiring a pardon, I must understand. I found his comments perplexing.
But don't you think that's a Clinton operative, George Stephanopoulos? Excuse me, George Stephanopoulos, who forces that question into the media by boring home on Giuliani. What about the pardon power? What about the pardon power? What do you pardon? He wouldn't give it up, and then Giuliani responds. It becomes a national news story.
Well, it's a theoretical legal question. The president doesn't require a pardon, but that doesn't mean he couldn't pardon General Mike Flynn if his indictment proves to be as flawed and politicized as we think it is. It doesn't mean that he could pardon others, whether they are of a political strata or not. I am perplexed by his decision to pardon Scooter Libby. Scooter Libby helped lie us into a war that the president opposed. But on the whole, I was very pleased by the Jack Johnson thing because there's important symbolism in the power, in the pardon, as well as the legal authority.
So there it is from Roger Stone. He takes over on the other side of this break. We've got some phone calls still. Roger may take your phone calls, or he'll get into the details of all the White House intrigue and all the deep state news that he's aware of. So for Jeff Gonzalez, I'm Owen Troyer filling in for Alex Jones this week. Hope to see you at the Me Too protest this Sunday at 6 p.m. Central. I'm signing off. Roger Stone takes over. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. Important primary results from around the country yesterday. Let's see if we can pull up the final on the California governor's race. Now, as some of you may remember, California uses this very strange jungle primary system in which all candidates, regardless of their party, run in one single primary. The two top vote getters, if no one gets 50% of the vote, even if they are two Republicans and two Democrats, still face off. It appears at the most recent count that the candidates will be Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, a former mayor of San Francisco, and Republican challenger John Cox. I haven't seen the most recent numbers, but I would certainly like to. There's the headline. This is an extraordinary comeback for the Republican Party because many believed that former Los Angeles Mayor Anthony Villaraigosa would have run second in a state this dominated by Democrats. Cox ran an unconventional campaign. Although he is a bit more of a moderate Republican, he embraced Trump and the Trump presidency, and I think it is a major factor beyond the substantial use of his own wealth that he has made this runoff. Travis Allen, who we interviewed here on the InfoWars the other day, ran a terrific grassroots campaign, but in the final analysis, unfortunately, did not have the mega media bucks that it costs to communicate effectively on broadcast TV in a state the size and expense of California. A bit of bad news. Unfortunately, in the overwhelmingly district of poverty pimp Maxine Waters, Waters received 71%, therefore avoiding a runoff. Omar Navarro, a Republican, a friend of the show, received 8,000 votes, or 14%. The same problem. Omar ran a terrific grassroots and net-based oriented campaign, but without the big dollars for broadcast television and the money to pay for a machine, as Maxine Waters does, it was always an uphill fight. Frank DeMartini, a third candidate in that race, a Republican, a very good man, in the end, probably served with Edwin Duarte to further fraction what was already a minority Republican vote. DeMartini and Omar Navarro both will be heard from again in American elective politics. We are also intrigued by the results out of Alabama. This is yet another race that we had highlighted for you. It appears that Rhino Attorney General Matthews has narrowly squeezed into first place, but right behind him, former Republican Attorney General and hard-charging conservative, Troy King. This now heads to a runoff. So the establishment threw everything they had at King and did everything possible to help marshal a party switcher and former Democrat, a faux Trump supporter, held him under the 50, and they now bruise to what will be a classic, classic runoff. Alice Martin, the third candidate in that race, garnered a respectable 126,000 votes, but sadly did so on the basis of a lie. She claimed she had never chosen the appointment to the vacancy in the Attorney General's office from outgoing corrupt jailbird President Bentley, but unfortunately, as we reported here on InfoWars, a letter surfaced showing that was a lie, most likely undermining her candidacy for Attorney General. There you have an easy winner in the Democratic primary for governor of Alabama. This was also among the more exciting races in the country. We're going to be talking about a race that is of great interest to me coming up. We're going to interview a man named Dennis Hoff. Dennis Hoff is a libertarian, a Trump supporter, a solid Republican, but he also owns the largest chain of legal brothels in the state of Nevada. Nevada has a long frontier tradition of legalized prostitution as approved by the voters in certain counties. So, therefore, Mr. Hoff is engaged in a perfectly legal and very well-run business. He pays his taxes. He employs many people. He has conspicuously clean health department-approved facilities, and he allows no drugs. There have been numerous attacks on him because of his business success, which has made him a billionaire. You may have seen him on the HBO TV special, Cat House. He was first brought to my attention by Tucker Carlson, who pointed out that Dennis Hoff is an articulate advocate for working people and a true libertarian. In the state of Nevada, where corruption is an enormous issue, I have the feeling that Dennis Hoff, there you see him, is unbought and unbossed, a true man of the people. I ventured to Pahrump, Nevada, because we call him the Trump of Pahrump, for a rally this weekend. And he's going to join us shortly to talk about taxes, water rights, and dirty political tricks being attempted against him by his opponents. I'm Roger Stone. We'll be right back. If I may, let me take this extra time to urge you to go to the InfoWars.com store, which allows us to bring you this extraordinarily unconventional and offbeat coverage. We cover the parts of politics that others don't tell you about, and this is only possible through your loyal patronage here at the InfoWars.com store. So whether it is my new book, Stone's Rules, or any one of our terrific nutraceuticals, the time is now.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your pinch-hitting host, Roger Stone. And yes, as you can see, it's after Memorial Day, so I'm sporting the seersucker. In hot weather, there is nothing more comfortable for the well-attired gentleman. Joining us now is a man who's literally a legend in the West. Entrepreneur, businessman, showman, libertarian, Republican, and outspoken Trump supporter, Dennis Hoff, joins us now.
Hi, Roger. How are you? How many seersucker suits you got?
Well, I have several, but as I pointed out, if you buy quality at the beginning and you take good care of your garments, they will last you a lifetime.
Good. I'll remember that.
Dennis, you are running for the Nevada Assembly in a district in rural Nye County. You're running against a fella by the name of James Oscarson. Now, older viewers will remember that Will Rogers once said he never met a man he didn't like. James Oscarson in the legislature never met a tax he didn't hike. This guy has got rhino written all over him, and they have tried to smear you in ways that even boggle the mind for a political veteran like myself. For example, accusing you, God forbid, of supporting Hillary Clinton. A lie. Saying that you didn't support President Donald Trump. A lie. This kind of below-the-belt smear tactics, I don't think will sit well with Nevadans. And it was amazing to me that Michael McDonald, the chairman of the Republican State Committee, who is not taking sides in the primary, who has not endorsed anybody, was forced to come out publicly and correct this incredible litany of lies being thrown your way. Before I let you answer, let me say why I think this is happening. Dennis, you scare the daylights out of the career politicians in Carson City. You scare the daylights out of the establishment status quo, let's get reelected and keep our mouths shut politicians in the state capitol. Because of your independent wealth, which you've worked very hard to earn every penny of, and your feisty frontier attitude and your basic integrity, they know you can't be bought.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? It sounds like Donald Trump. You know, we're both best-selling authors. We both have reality TV shows. We both produce shows. We both been successful, made a lot of money, him a lot more money than me. And I appreciate it when you call me the Trump of Pahrump. I wear that handle proudly.
Well, and there are issues in this race. Water rights, Second Amendment rights, tax rights, and tax increases. Who comes up on the conservative, reliable Ronald Reagan side of the agenda? Well, that would be Dennis Hoff. And his opponent is part of the go-along-to-get-along crowd, financed by the special interests, accused himself of in the Me Too movement, and running what has to be considered one of the sleaziest smear campaigns I have ever seen. I've been called many, many things that I would find insulting. But being called a Hillary Clinton supporter, that's the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's a very dirty race, and I've been accused of causing everything bad in America, maybe even sinking the Titanic. It's just one thing after another. I had no idea. You know, Tucker Carlson told me how dirty the establishment was. Grover Norquist, I did sign the tax pledge. He came out to support me. You all told me, and I just didn't want to believe it was as dirty as it is. But now it just makes me dig my heels in more and write more checks to fight this. And when I get to Carson City, who better to run all these political hookers than me?
Well, you're exactly right. If anybody can spot a whore of the political type, it would be you. Now, it's interesting to me that tomorrow's primary is viewed as very close, and I know that there will be an extraordinary effort to get out every single vote. I didn't mean tomorrow. I'm sorry. It's the 12th. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. A few short days from now. organized labor who has many members in this district, many of whom are registered Republicans, I think can be pivotal in this race. People know that you are a friend of the working man. People know that you stand up for people's rights. People know of your vast charitable activities, that this isn't all about Dennis Hoff. So many people say that if you win this race for the assembly, you're heading for the governor's mansion. People like straight talk. They like people who don't try to BS them. But above all, I think they like your feisty, Trump-like independence. Here's what I learned. Dennis Hoff will tell you exactly what he thinks, and he'll give it to you unvarnished. He's not trying to be politically correct. He is what he is, an honest businessman, a solid conservative, a lifelong foe of Hillary Clinton, and up against one of the nastiest, most corrupt political machines in the entire state of Nevada.
Absolutely. There's just not any question about it. They're doing everything they can. They're terrified. You know, Oscarson is owned by the casinos. He's owned by the developers. He's owned by Big Pharma. That's who he goes to when he needs advice on how to vote. And I'm not going to do that. I'll listen to him, but I'm going to vote the way the voters want me to vote. That's how I'm going to vote. And I did sign that patch pledge of Grover Norquist, and I'm proud of it.
I think that's a very, very key factor in the race. Grover Norquist, a good man, his organization for tax reform, one of the major leading voices in the country for fiscal sanity. I want to remind everybody, therefore, in Nye County, all of my friends that I met this past weekend, that every single vote counts. You don't want to be home on election night and find out that Dennis lost by two votes and that two of your cousins who were supposed to vote forgot. That's the worst of all worlds. So scour every nook and cranny of this district. Find every voter who's interested in liberty and fairness and a quality of life that Dennis Hoff will fight for. A fighter for water rights, a fighter for the Second Amendment, a fighter against a commuter tax. I've read your literature. I love the fact that you're using your high school graduation picture in your billboards, and I have every confidence that you're going to win this race. 45 seconds to go. What are your final exhortations for the voters, Dennis Hoff?
Well, I want you. Thank you for coming to Pahrump. You made a big splash with everybody. I know you wore yourself out signing Stone's Rules, but it's an incredible book. And I just hope everybody supports you because it's important. You go to Roger Stone's Legal Defense Fund and send some money. I did. I know a lot of my friends did. And we're worried about you, Roger, because you are a true American hero.
Well, that's very kind. I'm a fighter, and you can go to stonedefensefund.com. I'm very grateful for your contribution, Dennis, and your many friends in Las Vegas. There you have it, a wrap-up on one of the most exciting races in the country.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and I'm your host, Roger Stone. That was a terrific segment with the libertarian businessman and I think soon to be assembly member in the state of Nevada, Dennis Hoff. Joining us now is the crusading publisher of the Central Florida Post. Jacob Engels is no stranger to the InfoWars audience. He has broken story after story after story, leaving the Miami Herald and the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, the Orlando Sentinel, and others in the dust when it comes to getting incisive, hard-hitting, and accurate investigative reporting. He's going to tell us today about an incredible story regarding a Democratic member of Congress who, it turns out, was gorging herself on shrimp cocktails, lobster tails, and filet mignon while the people in her district were sweltering in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, Jacob Engels.
Thank you for having me. Yes, Stephanie Murphy is a Democratic congresswoman in Central Florida. And we actually reported on an ad that one of her opponents, Republican opponents, released last week, where they found FEC filings in the courts that showed she was holding a fundraiser on 9/13, and that's after Hurricane Irma ravaged the state. We were without power, water shortages, food shortages, streets flooded. It was very scary for about 6 or 7 days. And this lady, this congresswoman, who professes to be a woman of the people, who bills herself as for the poor, for the middle class, Stephanie Murphy, Steakhouse Stephanie, as people are calling her, was holding a fundraiser at Charlie Palmer Steakhouse. Cost $3,200. It was fine wine, fine steak. She was schmoozing with special interest donors. That's her right there. And it really is sad. Now, when the campaign released the ad and when we subsequently reported on the ad, Ms. Murphy refused questions, wouldn't answer any questions, and then eventually said, oh, well, I really held the event on the 7th, which was during the state of emergency for the hurricane, and I paid the bill on the 13th. Now, if we are to believe that line from Murphy, what kind of average American could walk out on a $3,200 bill at a steakhouse for a week? I think she's been caught in a line of lying, and I confronted her at her office, in a campaign office opening, and she refused to answer.
What's disturbing, though, the real story here is not just the outrageous largesse of Steakhouse Stephanie, but the fact that the YouTube video of your incredible interview with her has been censored from the media, has been censored by YouTube. This is the same exact kind of censorship that Alex Jones and the entire force and crew at InfoWars are being subjected to every day. These are the same people who reject any ad that I place on Facebook to try to sell copies of my stunning new book, Stone's Rules. These are the same people who, if I use Google Shortener for the InfoWars buy link, tells me that it's spam. This is a classic example of people trying to snuff out the First Amendment rights of the Central Florida Post and a crusading independent publisher. It is disgraceful, but it's valuable because as I travel around the country and I speak to conservative and Tea Party and liberty-oriented groups, they ask me, well, aren't you and Alex Jones exaggerating? I mean, are they really trying to shut you down? Make no mistake about it, folks. What's happening to Jacob Engels at the Central Florida Post is exactly what's happening here at InfoWars. It's what happening. It happens when we try to put Owen Schroyer's great videos on from the war room. It's a war of censorship. They want to take away our voices and then take away our firearms. It's a two-pronged strategy. And the reason I thought this story was important was not just the fact that that Steakhouse Stephanie was gorging herself at an extraordinarily expensive and posh watering hole in Washington while the people in their districts were sweating their off, but the fact that the truth about this is being concealed from the American people through censorship. And therein lies the issue.
Absolutely, Roger. I mean, one has to ask themselves if Facebook, who removed the live video and other platforms, we can't find it anymore, Facebook removed the live video, and there was nothing wrong with the video. I came to her campaign office. It was a publicly advertised event. And I asked a simple question. Congresswoman, would you agree that natural disasters cannot be postponed, but political fundraisers can? She refused to answer the questions, and she actually scooped up her young child and kept shielding and putting the child in my face and into the camera's face to get out of the question. And then wants to act like a victim afterwards and says that Child Protective Services should have been called on me, that I was threatening children. Well, no, Stephanie Murphy, you won't tell us the truth about what you were doing at Charlie Palmer Steakhouse, and now you've colluded with Facebook, who has removed a live video that paints you in a negative light. That's a campaign contribution. Is Facebook going to be giving campaign contributions to Republicans, to conservatives, or just to Pelosi puppets and deep state Barbies like Stephanie Murphy?
I was very sad that some Republican colleagues of hers, who shall remain nameless, rushed to her defense. I think her actions are indefensible. It's about timing. She should apologize. I've made mistakes in my life. I've had bad timing in my political commentary, but she'd do so much better to apologize to the constituency in her district and refund the money she collected at the five-star Washington restaurant while the poor people in her district were in the dark without clean water, sweating. That, I think, is the bottom line. Tell me, since I've got you, what is your assessment of the governor's race there on both the Republican and Democrat side? Give me a quick Central Florida Post handicap.
Absolutely. We'll start with the Democrat primary. You actually had South Florida billionaire Jeff Green, who had a quixotic Senate bid in 2010, jump in the race. So he's going to spend, I'm hearing, up to $60 to $80 million to get through the primary, and he's going to spend another $60 to $80 million in the general election. You have a Black Lives Matter, George Soros funded Tallahassee mayor, Andrew Gillum, who is actually under investigation by the FBI for a lot of stuff going on up there in Tallahassee. You have Gwen Graham, daughter of former Governor Bob Graham. She's playing the more moderate line for the Democrats. And then you have a few other businessmen, Philip Levine, Chris King. I think this is probably Gwen Graham's to lose. She'll have a tough fight with Andrew Gillum, who's an African-American. It's a large voting base for Democrats. And we'll see who comes out of there. On the Republican side, you have Adam Putnam, who's the Commissioner of Agriculture, and he's actually done a very good job as Commissioner of Agriculture. I don't agree with every thing that he stands for in terms of what he stood for in Congress before he was Commissioner of Agriculture, but he's running against a man, Ron DeSantis, who a lot of viewers probably think is on President Trump's side, and he's not. This is a man who refused to defend the president's mental health. This is a man who voted for food stamps for illegal immigrants. This is a man who, when we exposed that on Central Florida Post, went to a Soros-funded fact-checking website that crapped all over Donald Trump in support of Hillary Clinton in 2016 to label me as a mainstream news reporter and claim that I am somehow part of the establishment. So Ron DeSantis has a real issue here. He talks a big game, but he really doesn't support our president. There are some very interesting items that we're going to expose in the next couple of weeks, in addition to the fact that he claims he cannot be in the district. He claims he cannot be in the state campaigning because he's so busy defending President Trump in Congress and on Fox News. Well, we've gotten to the bottom of it. We've conducted some research, and let's just say he's not as active in Congress as people would like to believe, and he would love you to believe. He's got some issues with attendance, let's say, and Mr. DeSantis will have a tough primary. He's at $10 million cash on hand, I believe. Adam Putnam posted at $20, $30 million. We'll see how it changes.
Did I not read that he took $200,000 from a million-dollar Clinton fundraiser who is financing the campaign of Adam Schiff? That alone would disturb me greatly. We're going to be watching this hard-fought Republican primary between Adam Putnam, the Secretary of Agriculture, and hard-charging Congressman Ron DeSantis. Thank you so much, Jacob.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.